Despite last week's frigid weather, it's actually been rather temperate in many parts of Texas this winter, a side effect of El Nino, no doubt. But another side effect of all the rain the uncle brought with him is water standing in puddles, spare tires, old poinsettia pots, perfect breeding places for mosquitoes and fleas carrying dangerous strains of diseases. Yes, it's true. Medical experts say Texas is at an elevated risk for the transmission of tropical disease. Seema Yasmin writes for the Dallas Morning News, and among other things, is a physician and former CDC epidemiologist. She spoke with our host, David Brown.
So Texas could be a hot zone for tropical diseases? What's going on here?
Texas is a hot zone for these diseases, and they're not necessarily new diseases. They're not being brought by migrants. All the research shows that these infections, the bugs that carry them, are here in Texas and have been here for many hundreds of years. But what experts say is happening now is two things. We're seeing soaring temperatures and we're seeing climbing poverty rates. And those two things combined, they say, create this perfect storm in Texas for these tropical diseases to spread.
Now, when you say tropical diseases, what precisely are you referring to here?
We're talking about some diseases that are familiar to Texans, things like West Nile virus, that's a tropical disease, but also other things that are lesser known, things like dengue, leishmaniasis, and Chagas disease.
We have been reporting a little bit on the Chagas disease, in fact, but dengue, I just don't associate it with Texas. And I want to tie back to something else you said just a few moments ago. You mentioned the factor of poverty. How does that come into play here?
Well, think about a low-income family, perhaps living in Houston's Fifth Ward or somewhere in South Dallas. And perhaps they live in a house that has gaps underneath the door, the walls aren't very sturdy, maybe even some windows are broken, and they don't have window shields. Those are the basic things that many of us take for granted that keep our homes safe and keep many bugs like mosquitoes and other beetles and things outside of our homes. If you don't have those basic safeguards, you're at higher risk of becoming infected. And so that's how poverty plays a part. But then there's more of a cycle, because say you're a lower income Texan and you become infected because of the kind of housing you live in, it's likely that you won't have access to good medical care. That means if you get one of these infections, you may suffer for a lot longer, and it may take you a while to get an actual diagnosis and to get the treatment. By that point, the infection can really set in and cause longer term issues.
Is this on anyone's radar screen? I mean, when we're talking about, like, say, state health officials or people in government who might be responsible for the oversight of this sort of thing?
Some of those agencies are aware. The folks in Texas in particular who are doing a fantastic job are researchers in Houston at the National School of Tropical Medicine. They're really at the forefront of this internationally even. And they're doing research that shows that, yes, about 1.5 billion people are infected by these infections around the world. But we can't forget that there are many millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Texans who are infected with the same kinds of infections that we see in very, very poor countries in other parts of the world.
It's one thing, I mean, trying to address a problem as chronic and with so many, you know, causes as poverty. But, you know, when you try to think about how one might go about attacking some of these illnesses, thinking about some, I don't know, practical steps one could take. For instance, you talk about spraying. You talk about, you know, planes overhead releasing chemicals that can do. How does one begin to put together a plan for dealing with some of these diseases?
There's the macro level, which is we need to eradicate poverty. We need to think about how serious an issue child poverty is. And then the micro level, which is things like moving trash out of the front yard and the backyard, realizing that it takes a very small amount of standing water for mosquitoes to breed and getting rid of things like that, installing window shields if you can afford it, and spraying with pesticides. So there's a macro level and there's the more minutiae of things that people can do.
Dr. Seema Yasmin has been keeping a watchful eye on this story. She writes for the Dallas Morning News. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.